And that's one of the main reasons why we do have problems around, not only in UK, but in all over Europe, is because we are, you know, someone who is good in his job just think he's done it. He's been there and behaved badly, which is totally unacceptable in my book.
And what do you think of Jersey's culinary culture? Have you tried our bean croc?
Oh, yes, I have, and I've tried a lot
of
seafood as well. I mean, I've tried as well the oysters, I've tried the scallops, I've tried the fish, I tried the Jersey Royal, which are the first one, and there will be plenty as from, well, not plenty, but quite a bit more as from next week. And it goes on. I mean, it's a dream. Everything which is the microclimate and the sea all around the island makes it a little paradise. The lobster, I mean, everything. I mean, it's a bit of a dream. I had some crab this morning as well. Crab cloves, fresh crab cloves, and they were delightful.
And one of your focuses today was on desserts. What's your favourite dessert?
Well, it's not a favourite. I've got so many, that's why I wrote a book on dessert. But I certainly, at this time of the year, I love pancake. So I've got pancake in the book, I've got waffle, I've got a souffle. I like dessert which are homemade a bit, you know, what I call that is that you can make it at home. You just need 4, 5, 6 ingredients, half an hour, 45 minutes, and you make a dessert. And the photo in the book are fantastic, so everyone can see what you can achieve. There is some step-by-step as well. So if you follow the step-by-step, you can see my fingers and the work I'm doing and put it together the same way. So it's lovely. And at the moment, I mean, in the winter, full winter, it will be something with chocolate. I love chocolate fondant, for example. In the summer, it will be something different. It will be a roast pineapple, maybe with Chinese spices, you see.